News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
On average, under-25s had their first alcoholic drink at under 14. And significantly, one in five adults here are classed as hazardous drinkers. That's according to new data released today. Before we get to that data, our reporter Garrett Mulhall took to the streets of Dublin to ask how much alcohol people believe is an acceptable level to have.
Let's say I have three beers, I'm already dizzy. I'm already drunk, like, you know.
For myself, that depends what kind of a drink I'm drinking. Well, I would say if you have, I'd say around 5 or 6 points and then a few shots.
We're college students, so we kind of take it easy during the week, and then on a Friday and a Saturday night, we probably have like 4 or 5 drinks.
4 points one night a week. My eyes, that's okay. And the missus probably not now, but I'd say roughly if I was to kind of go out on a single buzz, maybe around 2 nights a week would be okay for it. If you're going to go crazy 2 nights a week, if you're going to pace yourself and take a time, maybe 3, 4, a couple of gargles with lads is okay.
Sheena Horgan, CEO of Drink Aware, joins us now. Sheena, you've heard what people think it's safe to drink on a regular basis. What do you make of that?
Bit of misinformation probably out there. Yeah. The interesting thing is a lot of people actually said, I'm probably wrong. It's probably not right. But
yeah.
So there is, and I think there's a growing understanding or vague understanding that we mightn't just quite be doing what we should be doing. And it's a fair point. I think one of the most stark findings of all of the data that we have is that only 2% of the population know what the low risk weekly guidelines are. So without the correct information, how are you going to curtail or curb?
And those low risk guidelines
are 11 standard drinks a week for a woman and 17 for a man. But the really critical
And what is the standard drink?
Absolutely.
It's not a pint. It's a half pint.
It's a half pint. But that's actually almost the easy one to remember. It's also 100 mils of wine. Now, 100 mils of wine is probably not what you pour at home and certainly
it's
isn't what you'll
what
get in
home,
a bar
yeah.
or restaurant. And it's probably 150, 175, 200. I mean, interestingly, in the UK, they've a campaign for 125 mils. In bars and restaurants, and I was there last week, and a lot of places you'll go to, they'll ask you, do you want 125 or 175? But so here we've a standard drink is 100 mils, and it means if you're having your typical glass of wine, you're already at 2 standard drinks, probably without even knowing. So it's not surprising then when you've people saying, oh, 4 pints, that might be a bit
8 or 9 glasses of wine.
Absolutely. And
a week.
6 and is what we define as binge drinking. So 6 or more. So 6 or more is effectively 3 pints. 6 or more is
drinking.
The guts of a bottle of wine is binge drinking or heavy episodic drinking, if you want to use the World Health Organization term.
74% of people surveyed in the Drink Aware Index believe drinking to excess is just a part of Irish culture. I'm kind of surprised it's not 100% because it is just a part of Irish culture.
I know it's kind of one of the scary findings. There were several. There's a whole load of brilliant data and insights from the research, and the Drink Aware Index really for the first time looked at the habits, attitudes and motivations of the Irish drinking population. And it's a real deep dive, if you like, that we haven't done before. And one of the big things is that kind of qualifying what the alcohol cultural norm is, and it's this broad complacent acceptance. But from a behavioural change perspective, if we want to shift the dial, if we want to change what we're doing, we have to believe it's possible, but we also have to talk about something different other than just saying, oh, we all drink too much and just get on with it. So we need to kind of shift that complacency. So we need to have a new national conversation, a new narrative. We need to shift the stereotypes. I'm not saying, and obviously the data is there to show we have a serious problem with regards to alcohol, but we are seeing some shoots, like even the fact that your Vox Pop there, they were talking about maybe it's too much or whatever. We're certainly seeing hundreds of thousands on an annual basis are coming online to the drinkaware.ie website looking for facts, tips, calculators. We have resources, measuring cups to help with 100 mils, calculators, and people are ordering them. So you've about 2,000 a month that go out to, you know, schools, colleges, clubs, GP surgeries, health centres and the like. And we're also now going into workplace. Okay. So we do that workplace setting.
The school's obviously for showing people how much not serving alcohol.
The schools actually, the measuring cups in schools are used for parents' workshops.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's that role modelling piece, which is absolutely essential if we want to shift the norm.
It is, absolutely. Okay, fascinating research. Thanks indeed for coming into Sheena Horgan, CEO of Drink Aware.